You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have someone who has a bit of a Russian fuck papa here on the line. We have Baby Zionov coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau. Morena to you. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Very, very happy to have you, Alia. I wonder, how has your 2025 been? It seems like you've been quite quiet.
I've had a good year. I spent most of last year working on music, mm-hmm. and now I am spending this year hopefully releasing it.
Mm-hmm. 1 year reaping, the other year sowing. Oh, 1 year sowing, the other year reaping.
Yes.
Nice. I'm very glad to hear. And how is Tamaki treating you? I hear there's a lot of friends of yours who are leaving to Melbourne in particular.
Yeah, everyone's moving to Melbourne. Mm. Some of them moving to Wellington.
Mm. What is it? It's the two options, right?
No one's moving to Sydney or Dunedin, but but other than that, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Most of my friends still here. Mm-hmm. Still good music up here sometimes.
Sometimes. I think Auckland is second only to Dunedin for music caliber, I think. Those are just my two preferences. Obviously, all cities in the country produce great music, but I think Auckland, Dunedin are my two favorite outlets. And this is your first original track, the one that we're talking about. Is it Cyrus Homebound?
Cirrus. Like the cloud. It's a type of cloud.
Okay, cool. Cirrus Homebound is the first, I guess you could say, original track in a couple of years that I could tell. How does it feel to be back?
Good. Everyone's been very nice to me.
It's on the BFM Top 10.
Yep.
Which is awesome. And, you know, I want to touch on the sonic quality, because it's very fast, it's very loud, it goes hard, there's a lot of piano, and I want to know, you know, do you think hardcore is coming back? You know, it feels like the people who have nostalgia for it, like yourself, as well as Von Studden and Boom, are going buck wild, and it kind of matches the tempo of our hyper-real digital world, don't you think?
Mm. Yeah, it feels like it's been coming back, probably partly. It's like a nostalgia cycle thing a little bit, because it's kind of contemporaneous with like trance coming back, 90s techno kind of coming back as well. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for someone to do the Eurodance revival. Hasn't materialized really, but there's still time.
Nice. Oh, Eurodance.
Yeah.
What's Eurodance? It sounds
Eurodance like Aqua you know, Real McCoy, or like What Is Love,
Baby Don't Hurt Me.
Yeah,
or that kind of I'm Blue, Double D, Double Dow.
Exactly.
Kind of, yeah,
one of the greatest songs of all time. No one.
We can agree to disagree. We can agree to disagree. See, when I originally saw the track title, Cirrus Homebound, I thought it was a Greek character, a Greek myth, but no, it's a kind of cloud.
It's a type of cloud.
Because I googled the word and it came up with an aircraft company. I was like, surely they're not making a track about planes.
Well, no. It's a little bit like a little bit. The vibe is like I want you to feel like you're flying. Like I want. It's very. It's like a. It's a sky track.
It is.
Like it's supposed to. I like this idea of using dance music, which is usually like, especially hardcore, which is like you associate it with like a dark, dingy nightclub or a warehouse, and using it as an instrument to make something that feels very like very wide and open,
bright,
sunny
as hell.
Yeah. So it's adjacent to planes, but not really.
Now, why Cirrus? Not a Nimbus or a what else do we have? We have a lot of different clouds. We have Cumulus. Yeah, what about Cirrus? Made you pick that for the title?
I just think it rolls off the tongue best.
Cirrus.
I have no particular attachment to that type of cloud. Just a poetic license thing.
Oh, fair. I like that. It does roll off the tongue very well. And the songs got a little kind of trailer on your Instagram. It's got a bit of a graphic thing with these soaring keyboards, kind of, or keys, I should say, piano keys, flying through the sky alongside a Guitar Hero controller. Yes. Did you grow up playing a lot of Guitar Hero?
Yeah, mostly. I played a lot of rhythm games growing up. That was my gateway to dance music, and also generally to music that my parents weren't into. I was never really good at Guitar Hero. Makes my hands cramp up for some reason. Mm-hmm. But I watched my brother play it a lot, and I still have my controller. When I play live shows, I use it as a prop and sometimes as a MIDI controller. I have one that's like rhinestoned very carefully. Took like 3 months of gluing individual gems onto it. Simon, who did the video,
Simon Ward.
Yes,
one of the best out there making videos.
One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah,
he's a genius. Mm-hmm. I also didn't ask him to make that video. He just did it as part of, like, because he did the album cover and the single cover. And he knows that I use a Guitar Hero controller in my work a lot, so he just like integrated into the video.
Nice.
It looks awesome. It's so cool.
It does. It looks so sick. I grew up playing a lot of Guitar Hero, and especially in the pandemic, when I think it was 2022, when people started to self-lock down and self-isolate, I just played Guitar Hero for a week straight, and I got really, really good.
Do you have a clear Through the Fire and the Flames? Through the Fire and the Flames to Dragon Force.
Is that... Oh, God.
That was like the final boss on the one I had.
Is that on the first, second, third, fourth?
I think it's on the third. The one we had.
Yeah, I had all but the second, I think. And no, I definitely didn't. I couldn't clear one by Metallica. Or, dang, you know, I got through like Threes and Sevens by Queens of the Stone Age by the skin of my teeth. But great track. I got through a decent amount on Expert, which was what I was happy about, you know. I was really happy about. But rhythm games were quite a big thing growing up for you. It seems. So you went to the arcade quite a lot?
Not so much, mostly because there was a big distance between where I lived in the arc and like the one arcade that had them. Now I go to the arcade a lot. I'm, you know, feeding my inner child. But we had a bunch of bootleg copies of Dance Dance Revolution and Beatmania from Thailand. And that was mostly what I played. And when we got to go to the arcade, it was a special treat. I was very annoying because it was mostly like 17-year-olds playing, and I was like 10.
Yeah,
and I was like physically too small to act to like trigger the panels on the dance pad.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried my best.
Also, I mean, like the mobility is kind of hard because you have a smaller body, so you can't like stretch from left to right, back to front, as easy. But now you're killing it on Dance Dance Revolution.
I try.
You try. What sort of difficulty do you usually stay at?
Oh, the hardest. I'm being humble. I'm the best player in New Zealand, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. We need to get this. Whenever you come to Dunedin, we'll go to Time Zone together and we'll try. You maybe teach me because I have no idea how to play.
Well,
I'd love to get into it.
You push the buttons at the right time instead of the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how it goes.
I got a friend Jemima who would love to play with you, I'm sure, because she she's quite good at Dance Dance Revolution. Do you think that like a lot of the newer rhythm games are as good, like Beat Saber and stuff? What do you think about those?
I think they're all pretty fun. It's like crack to me.
Yeah,
I've never met a rhythm game I don't like.
Yeah, totally. It's something about it. It's just real fun. Now, the EPK, the Electronic Press Kit, mentions that the speed and sound of Kira's Homebound... don't worry about that. this song is a lot of fun, and I mean, it's quite dense. As you mentioned before, we've got kind of like rave 90s whistles. We've got some piano. And there's also an incredible guitar solo on here. And there's also quite a lot more going on. Do you tend to be in quite fast and chaotic moods when you're making a song like this?
Sorry, repeat the question.
Do you just tend to be in like a kind of a fast, chaotic mood when you're making fast, chaotic
honestly,
songs?
Honestly, not really. For me, it's very meditative. It's very
really?
Slow. Yeah, I don't play any instruments, so it's all like the way I make music is I'd compare it. It's more like it's closer to painting than like playing a song live. Like I'm putting in note by note by hand on the piano roll on Ableton on my computer. It's a very, very slow process. It's really meticulous. I tend to and you know, you're listening to the same thing over and over. It becomes really meditative. At some point it just stops like the tempo just stops even factoring in. You listen to enough stuff at 180 BPM that just becomes like the default, and then everything else sounds incredibly slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's closer to like this. So pretentious for a happy hardcore person to say this, but it's closer to composing like something on sheet music than it is to like playing something. Like, I'm not really operating physically at a fast tempo. I'm. It's really meticulous.
Mm-hmm. So it's are you quite self-critical when you're making this stuff? You're like, oh, I can't do that. You're very selective.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you find it's annoying to be that way, or does it work really well for you?
Well, when something comes out of it, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
When you're staring blankly at your computer screen. It's not great.
Yeah, I imagine there's a lot of just moments of kind of inactivity and just thinking, pondering.
Yeah, you're just listening to the same thing, being like, this needs something, but I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this way of working because it allows me to be really maximalist, because I can just go over it, you know, and add more and more layers as I go and just kind of shape it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like. I've always leaned very maximalist. I like having more stuff going on than would really be physically possible without like a big band, like a 20-person band.
Yeah,
makes my music like a nightmare to mix. but yeah,
no, it's a lot of fun, and I appreciate the depth and quality in it. And I love those the 90s rave whistles. They're just such a signature sound, and they need to come back.
More so silly, eh?
Yeah, yeah, they're awesome. So you've got an album coming out later in the year. Can you reveal any details about it? You know, can we expect more tracks like Kiris Homebound? Will there be any vocals on there?
There'll be some vocals on there. Mm-hmm. There's maybe... It's going to be mostly instrumental. It's all going to be about at this tempo, about 170 or faster. It's going to be a lot of stuff that sounds like everyone who's listened to it is like, this sounds like a racing game. And that was kind of the intention, but I won't reveal too much else.
I can't wait to see. There'll be
a lot of tracks like this.
Okay. Very awesome. I think the racing aesthetic suits so well. I mean, that Van Studden and Boom track last year, number one girl raver. And the video for that was great. Also done by Simon Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, He gets it. I think we talked a little bit. He played a lot. He's a little older than me, so his references are like he grew up playing like Outrun and stuff, like the real classic racing games. But the aesthetic, he really nails it.
Mm-hmm. Pins nail on the head for sure. With this new album, can we expect a tour, and can we expect an Aughty Potty visit? Are those in the plans for 2025?
Tour, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Aughty Potty visit, hopefully.
Hopefully. Everyone loves to say hopefully. It's everyone's favorite word when they're talking about coming down here. Oh, hopefully. No, fear. It is.
I'd love to. It's a money thing.
Yeah. No, very, very fair. I'd be awesome.
I've never
to
been,
have.
But I'd love to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've never been to Aughty Potty?
Never.
Oh, well, you got to come sometime. It's fantastic. Mm. We have Time Zone, so you can play Dance Dance Revolution in between things.
That's how you're going to coax me. Yeah, just a tour of all the places that have Time Zones. Yeah. Nowhere else.
I want to go to the Brutalist Time Zone
in Christchurch.
It looks insane. Have you been there?
No, but my friend went. Apparently, the game selection, not that great. But the vibe, impeccable.
Yeah, totally, totally. It's the mecca of time zones.
Mm.
But anyway, I'll let you go and do your thing. Thank you so much for coming on the program today. I really appreciate it. And
thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to play it on here. I'm so excited. Mm. Awesome. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right, folks, that was Alia, a.k.a. Baby Zainov. We're talking about her new track, Kiris Homebound. We're going to play it for you right now here on The One, and after that we might have a little bit of news. We'll see how we feel. Here's Baby Zainov. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.